Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem, 12 lines on the top of Daf Mem and Aleph, and the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches and Beis discussed the chiyuv of a Shavuot for a Moed B'mitzvah Hatayna. And the Mishnah taught us Shavuos Hadiyonim Hatayna Shtei Kesev V'Hoidah Shav Puta. And the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches and Beis brought a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as Omer Rav Kfiras Tayna Shtei Kesev, that the din of Moed B'mitzvah only applies if the ultimate kfira of the nitba is at least Shtei Kesev, and Shmuel Omer Tayna Atzma Shtei Kesev Afilu Lekafe El B'Puta V'Hoidah And based on the Gemara's discussion as to the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, so the Gemara explained how Rav and Shmuel would explain two of the cases of a Mishnah. And number one, the Mishnah stated that if Reuven was Tayin, Shtei Kesef Yeshli Biyadcha, and Shimon responded, Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Pruta, then Shimon is Pata. And if you Rav, this case would be discussing a Tayin and Haidah of Shav Kesef, and the reason why Shimon is Pata, ultimately because Shimon wasn't Kaifer, but Shtei Kesef, while if you Shmuel, although the Tayin was Shtei Kesef, however, the case of the Mishnah is Dafka, and Reuven claims silver, and Shimon was made regarding copper, and therefore Shimon is Pater and isn't Chayev for being made of Mixas as Masha Tonalei Hoidalei or Masha Hoidalei Le Tonalei. And number two, the Mishnah stated if Reuven was Tayin, Shtei Kesef Uputu Yeshli Beotcha, and Shimon responded, Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Pruta, then Shimon would be Chayev to make a Shvua for being made of Mixas. And once again, if you Rav, this is a case of Shavu Kesef, and Lemais in this case, Shimon was ultimately Kaifa, Shtei Kesef. And therefore he's chayiv to make a shvuah. Well, once again, Lefi Shmuel, the Mishnah is discussing a case that is dafka, and since Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him both silver as well as copper, and Shimon was made that he owes Reuven copper, so Shimon is chayiv to make a shvuah based on the din of Shmuel, the Shitasai. Then in the case of Tanu Chitim V'Sa'irin, V'Hoidloi Be'echmehen, that you'd be chayiv to make a shvuah. We also saw that all agree that when there is a claim regarding an actual minted coin, then it doesn't make a difference as to what type of minted coin Shimon would be made to. And even if this taina was for gold and the haidah was for silver, it would be considered ke'ina taina, and Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvua. And our Gemara now continues and will try to bring a raya to Rav that the cases of our Mishnah are relevant to Shavu Kesef and not Dafka. And the Gemara begins, Tashma, let us bring a raya from a brisa. As the brisa states, Dina Zav Zahav Li Biyadcha, and Shimon responds, Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Dina Kesef Chayiv, Taima Da Amalei Zahav Zahav Hastama Shavu Ka'amalei, and Amar of Ashi Hachi Ka'amar, as Kala Imed Dina Zahav, Ka'ime Dina Zahav Zahav Dami. And the Brisa discussed the scenario where Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him a minted gold dinar, and Shimon responded, I only owe you a minted silver dinar, so Shimon would chayiv to make a shvua, since all matbeis are considered one min, and therefore Shimon's haidah is mimena taina. The Gemara's raya to Rav is that it seems from the Brisa that the only way that we know that we're discussing minted coins is because the Brisa uses the term Dina Zahav Zahav, but if the Brisa would have just stated Dina Zahav Stamma, then it would be discussing a case of Shava and not Dafka. And if so, since our Mishnah stated Shtei Kesef Yeshlu Biyadcha and it said a Lashon Stamma and it didn't mention that they were minted, so our Mishnah must be discussing Shava and not Dafka. And as Rav explained the Mishnah, and not like Shmuel, and as Rashi explains, in Diva Maskel Stamma Shava Kama, shall call Dimnat Be'a Echel Tani, umid the Sefer Shava, Reisha Nami Shava, Victani Reisha, Shtei Kesef Yeshlu Biyadcha, Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Pruta Pata, Ba'akachach Mishun Lekak Fir Shtei Kesefu, and that would be like Rav and not like Shmuel. And Rav Ashi explains that generally, even if the Tana would state Dina Zav Stamma, or would mention any other type of coin, Stamma, it would refer Dafka to gold, silver, or copper. And the Brisa just meant that if Reuven claimed a Dina Zav, then it's as if he specifically claimed a minted gold coin. And the Gemara continues with another Raya to Rav, as Tani Rav Chiel is Yuel Rav, and the Brisa states, Sela Li Biyadcha, Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Sela Chasa Beis Kesef Chayiv, Chasama Potar. Rav Chiel taught a Brisa, which will be a Raya to Rav, that in order to be chayiv shvuah for being moed b'mikzas, there must be a kfir of shtei ma kesef, as the Brisa states that if Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him a silver sela, which is the equivalent of 4 dinri kesef or 24 mice, so if Shimon responded that I do owe you almost a full sela, however I only owe you 22 mice, and he was therefore kaifer in 2 mice kesef, so Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvuah based on the fact that he was moed b'mikzas hataina. However, if Shimon claimed I owe you 23 mice, and he therefore only denied 1 mar kesef, then Shimon would be potter and would not be chayiv to make a shvuah. And let's keep in mind that certainly the fish Shmuel, Shimon should still be chayiv to make a shvuah, as Reuven originally claimed 24 mice, and therefore he had a taina of more than 2 mice. And in addition, Shimon was meider to more than a pruta, and was also kaifer more than a pruta, and therefore this brisa works out only for Rav, and since Shimon was kaifer in less than 2 mice kesef, so Shimon is potter. And Ayin Ritva, who points out that it wouldn't make sense to explain that this brisa isn't going either like Shmuel or like Rav, and it's a new third shita that requires a kfira of more than one mar kesef, but less than two mar kesef. Gemara continues, Amram Nachma Yitzchak Amr Shmuel, Loi Shanu El Betainis Malva Vaidois Loiva, Al Betainis Malva Vaidois Eid Echad, Afil Loi Tanu El Beputa Chayiv, and my time Dixiv Loi Yakum Eid Echad Beish, Lachal Oven Lachal Chatas, Lachal Oven Lachal Chatas, who deine come, I will come Hulu Shvua, Betania, come Mokum Shishnai Mechayiv Eis Mamun, Eid Echad Mechayiv Shvua. The Gemara tells us that Rav Nachman Yitzchak and the Rishash, as well as others, are Gairis, Rav Nachman, that he states in the name of Shmuel that the requirement to have a tain of Shtei Kesev was only stated in regard to a Shvua Sadeyanim, where the Malva made a claim and the Leva was made a Mixas. However, by another Shvua Duraisa, which is also a Shvua Sadeyanim, based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, where Malva made a claim and the Leva was Kefa Kol, but an Echad testified that the Leva owes the money to the Malva, so even if the tain of the Malva was only for a Pruta, the Leva would be Chayiv to make a Shvua, and this is based on the Pasuk and Pasha Shaitan that teaches us that an Echad cannot testify to be Mechayiv someone in a Shemamin, but an Echad can obligate someone to make a Shvua, and we learned to clown on a Braisa, and for any claim that if you'd have two Edim, they would be able to be Mechayiv someone to pay money, so an Echad can't be Mechayiv someone to swear, and Taisis Diba Maskel V'chol Mokim Sheshnai Mechayiv in a Shemamin, Echad Mechayiv Shvua, and Taisis explains Lav Dafka, that this clown is not Dafka, to Ikak Fiyu Shibuka Kois, where definitely an Echad cannot be Mechayiv someone to swear, and as we know, there is a klal that ain't a shpoyin alaka kois, and other restraining point out that this point of taisis would also apply b'negei knasais, and as we know, ain't a shpoyin alaka knasais. Keep in mind that Shmuel just taught us that we do not compare the din of shvua that is required when an erecha testifies to the din of shvua sadayonim, where there's a din of meidav mixas, even though b'negei meidav mixas, there's a requirement for a taina of shtei kesef, but b'negei the shvua of ain't echad, there's no requirement to have a taina of shtei kesef. Ain't taisis diva maskel av b'tainis malva v'hidos eid echad, where taisis is that in the Gemara Ksubis we state that in ishboyin al kfir shibu kakois al filu b'ados eid echad al mashvina eid echad oi dobe mixas, and therefore we see that we do compare the din of eid echad to a din of moid of mixas, and taisis responds v'yishleima de shmuel de hachal tamei, that shmuel is going l'shitasai the mechayiv le'el b'kfir is pruta the kivin de mishtab b'pruta muk mekra de avakam l'shvua b'pruta al b'kakois loy mishkachas de mishtab b'shumakayim. Therefore, although certainly b'negei certain dinim, we do compare the dinim of shvua that's required based on an echad to the din of shvua based on a meidav mixas. However, even so, it would still be possible that b'negei shvua of meidav mixas, all that's required is a taina of a pruta, as we find b'negei shvua of meidav mixas that the kfira is on a pruta. And based on this point of thesis, that will come out that according to Rav that holds that a kfira b'negei shvua of meidav mixas has to be on shtei kesef, then l'maisu Rav would be chaylik on this din of shmuel as well. And therefore, Taisus points out, the less hilchas akavasi the shmuel b'achtahacha, even the talia b'hidl el, the b'hidl el, less hilchas akavasi the tani rabchil, s'yulei rav, v'oid rab papa d'havali basra, s'yulei kurav, l'kamon mishmaitzin. However, I know the rishonim that point out that this gemara could even be going like the shita rav, ayin sham. The gemara continues, v'omram nachman om shmuel, tanu chitin v'sa'irin v'hoidle b'echman chayiv, and omr rab yitzchak yashav, v'chin omr rab yechon, and the gemara states, mechlav de palagal arish lakish, ikud amri misha havishari le vishasikle, al ikud amri mishta havishasi le vishasikle. And Rav Nachman now says over the name of Shmuel, and Lefidu Shash, once again Rav Nachman says over the name of Shmuel, that if Reuven claims that Shimon owes him two types of grain, and he claims Shimon owes him wheat and barley, and Shimon responds that he only owes him one of the two, then Shimon is still chayiv, and is considered that he was made of mixas. And Rav Yitzchak remarked that this is correct, and Rav Yechanan also stated the same thing, and we will explain our Gemara based on Rashi and Mesechtes Chulin. However, Rashi in Asugya seems to learn Asugya differently. The Gemara continued that they then asked Rabbi Yitzchak that since you were in the yeshiva with Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish and you only said Bechein on Rabbi Yechanan, so can we say that Smuchach, the Rish Lakish, was Chaylik on Rabbi Yechanan? And the Gemara continues with two versions as to the response of Rabbi Yitzchak, as either Rabbi Yitzchak explained that generally after Rabbi Yechanan would say a memra, then even if Rish Lakish wanted to argue, he would always wait for an hour or two in order to see if Rabbi Yechanan would be Chayza, and in the meantime, Rabbi Yitzchak left the Beis Medrash, and therefore he wasn't sure if Rish Lakish was actually chaylik on Rabbi Yechanan or not. And the second version of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yitzchak saw that Rish Lakish was in the middle of drinking water when Rabbi Yechanan said this memra. Therefore, Rish Lakish didn't say if he was chaylik on Rabbi Yechanan or not prior to Rabbi Yitzchak leaving the Beis Medrash. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel states, Pirish Misha Shia Yageya Haya Velefikach Lehashiv V'yesh Eimim Sheisa Haya Ayin Rimugash, that the Lashon of Misha Havishasilei is Pirish Melashon Oyev, that it comes from Lashon of being tired, Kedichsiv Oyev V'yageya, Mintagamina, Michelle Veloy, claim a lay polygol Arish Lockish, Michelle and Rish Lockish, but in the Umbra Bechel, I Milsa, have Oyf Nader, I mean, Isaac, since Asak by Craig Mulhain, Vilfika Shasek, Vilfisha is Shasek, Vilay Umbra Clum, and Vilfika Umbra Bitsoki Asha, Vilhain Umbra Bechron, and Vilay Hiskish, Shom Rish Lockish. The Gemara continues, Lame Sayle, let us say that we could bring a riot to this member of Shmuel from our Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us, Tanu Chitin, Vahitle Bissarian Pata, that Tanakama hold, that if Reuven had a claim against Shimon for Chitin, and Shimon was Maida, that he owes him Sa'irim, then Shimon would be Potter and is not considered Maida Mixas, as wheat and barley are considered two separate items, Masha Tana Loi Hoidlai, or Masha Hoidlai Loi Tanulai. However, Gamliel Mechayev, and as Rashi explains, Loi Boy Hoida Miminataina, as Rav Gamliel never requires that the Aida has to be Miminataina, and therefore Shimon would be Chayev to make a Shvua for being Maida Mixas. Gemara is now Medaik from the words of the Tanakama, that Taima the Tanu Chitin Vahidlai Besarian, that the only reason why the Tanakama stated that Shimon would be potter from making shvua is because Reuven had a tainan chitin and Shimon was made on a completely separate item and he was made to legabi bali. However, it's mashma ha chitin v'sa'irin v'hidlei be'echemen chayiv than in the case of Shmuel where Reuven actually tainted that Shimon owes me both wheat and bali and then Shimon was made in one of them, then we would consider made of mixas and Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvua. However, the Gemara states that it's not a raya from the Mishnah it's loy who hadin dafilu chitin v'sa'irin nami potter. Really, the Tanakhama would hold that even if Reuven made a claim both for Chitin and Sa'irin and Shimon was Maida to one of them, that Shimon would still be Potter and it would not be considered Maida Mixas as Masha Tanu Loi Hoidlai and Masha Hoidlai Loi Tanu Loi and behind the Kamifli B'Chitin. And why would the Mishnah bring a case of Tanu Loi Chitin V'Hoidlai B'Sa'irin if L'Chayr L'Fida Tanakhama they could have brought a greater Chiddush that even if we have Tanu Loi Chitin V'Sa'irin V'Hoidlai B'Sa'irin they still going to be Potter? The Gemara explains L'Idecha Kechi D'Ragonliel Einachinami. The reason why we brought this case is to show the Koyach of Gamliel that even though the Taina and the Haidah seems to be on two separate items, as it was Tana Lechitin v'Hoid Le'Bisarin, and even so, Shimon will be Chayev to make a Shvua. And I am the last Taisis on the Amid, Diva Maschel Le'Diach HaKoyach Yidu Gamliel, the Koyach Odef, the Milsur Rabbanon, have a Koyach de Betora. In the Chayev, we have to understand what Taisis means, as generally we have a Klal, that Koyach de Atera Odef, and I am the Ritva that states, Yeshleimed Ahilei Choshlu Koyach, even the Bo Haidah Mimin Kol HaTaina, and therefore is not such a great Chiddush, Ayin Shom, and Ayin and Tesis in our Suga, as well as in Rashi, Maseches Baba Kamo, that Rashi explained that when the Gemara stated, Hanu Chitin V'Hoidlei B'Sarin Potter, that the Tanakama doesn't only hold that you'll be Potter from making Yeshua, but Shom will even be Potter from paying Demei Sarin, Ayin Rashi, and Ayin Tesis in our Suga at length. Now Gemara continues, Toshma, let us bring a riot to the Din of Shmuel, in the case of Tanu Chitin V'Sarin V'Hoidlei B'Echemhen, that Shom will be Chai to make Yeshua based on being made of Mixas, and let us bring this raya from our Mishnah on the Aflam Chesam and Beis, as the Mishnah stated, Tanu Kelim v'Kakois, Hoyde b'Kelim v'Kafu b'Kakois, or b'Kakois v'Kafu b'Kelim Potter, that if Reuven made a claim to Shimon that you owe me Kelim and Kaka, then because it's a klal of Einish Boyin al Kakois, therefore it doesn't make a difference if Shimon was Moed on the Kelim and he was Koifa on the Kaka, or if he was Moed on the Kaka and he was Koifa on the Kelim, in either case he'll be Potter. We continue on the Mem and Beis, and the Mishnah continued, Hoyde b'Mixas Kakois Potter, that if Shimon is Moida, that he does owe him some kaka, then he would still be potter, as the klal of Inish Brain al Kakois would still apply. However, the mixas kelim chayiv, if Shimon is Moida on part of the kelim, then he'll be chayiv to make a shvua on the rest of the kelim based on Moida mixas. And once he'll be chayiv to make a shvua on the kelim, so based on Gilgal shvua, he will also be chayiv to make a shvua on the kaka. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, hoyd mixas kakois potter, she Inish Brain al Kakois, kidafim al kamon bepirkin, the afridosan inim. And even if he was moed on kaka and he's being koifa on the kelim, so one would think that the klal would not apply as the maxi is making a shvua that he doesn't owe the kelim. However, since his eida was on kaka, so that can't be mechayiv him to make a shvua, and the din of einish boyin al kakois would still apply. And the Gemara now continues and brings its raya to Shmuel as time of the kelim kakois, that the reason why the Mishnah stated that he'd be potter from making a shvua is because the two tfiyos were on kelim and kaka, the kaka la bashvuhi. And no matter what, you can't make a shvua on kaka. And whether it's mashma from the Mishnah, ha kelim v'kelim dumi the kelim v'kaka is chayiv. And if Reuven would have a tfiya regarding two different types of kelim, Shimon would be meida regarding one of the kelim, and would be kaifa on the second kli, then Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvua. And l'chayiv from this diuk, we should have a raya to the din of Shmuel that tanu chitim v'sarin v'hoidloi be'echemhen would be chayiv. The Gemara responds, hu adin dafilu kelim v'kelim nami pata, that really from a Mishnah we'd not be able to make this diuk. As really the same din would apply even if Reuven would have claimed two different types of kelim, and Shimon was moider regarding one of the kelim, that Shimon would still be potter, and it would not be considered that he was moider in miksas. And the reason why our Mishnah gave us a scenario where Reuven's taina was on kelim and kaka, even though l'chayra the same would apply if Reuven's taina was on kelim and kelim, as kamash b'lon the chayyid of miksas kelim chayiv afala kakois, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is for the sefer of the Mishnah in the scenario where Shimon was moida on part of the kelim and therefore is chayiv to make a shvua on the rest of the kelim based on the fact he was moida miksas, and at that point will also be chayivim to make a shvua on the kaka based on the din of Gilgal Shvua. And the Gemara asks, my kamash b'lon zekin, so are you telling me that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that there's a din of Gilgal Shvua? And as Rashi states, hakelim zekin is hakakoyis l'shvua, that from the kelim it would drag the kaka into a shvua as well. However, the Gemara is tanina the lachir, that's not a major chiddush, as we already learned this in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, as the Mishnah teaches us zekin san chasim sheish l'nachayis l'shava alein, that through a shvua on the chasim she'in l'nachayis, so we have megalgal shvua even on those items that are generally not chayiv a shvua. And for example, like kaka, which are nechasim sheish l'nachayis, and the Gemara responds, hachayika hahi agav gorin aspa, that in the chenami our Mishnah's chiddush is that there's a din of gilgal shvua, and since our Masechtas is discussing shvuas, so therefore the ikka place to teach us the din of gilgal shvua is in our Masechta. And as Rashi states, hachayika the kul Masechta bilchal shvua. And although the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin also teaches this din, however it's agav gora, and as Rashi explains, ayat tanahasim nechasim sheish l'machayis niklim nechasim sheish l'machayis because of leim shika. Since the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin is discussing kinyanim and teaches us that nechasim sheish l'machayis meaning metaltlin can be niklim in nechasim sheish l'machayis, tani ba'dayu sha'afim zikin es nechasim sheish l'machayis shvua, and therefore we speak about gilgal shvua there as well, even though the ikka place for the din of gilgal shvua is in our Masechta and is actually the chiddush of our Mishnah, and therefore you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah to the din of Shmuel. The Gemara now continues that although we saw the memory of Nachman and Yom Shmuel, that Tano Chitim Vizarim Vahidle Be'echem and Chayiv and Omle Rabbi Yitzchak Yashav V'chein Om Rabbi Yechon, however our Gemara continues Rab Chiyo Ba'aba Om Rabbi Yechon, Rab Chiyo Ba'aba stated in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Tano Chitim Vizarim Vahidle Be'echem and Pata, that even in a case where Reuven was Tano Chitim Vizarim and Shimon was Moed in one of them, then he'd still be Pata and it would not be considered he was Moed with Mixed as a Taino. And the Gemara now is that how can you say that Rab Chiyo Ba'aba said this over the name of Rabbi Yechon, Vam Rabbi Yitzchak Yashav V'chein Om Rabbi Yechon, if Rabbi Yitzchak previously agreed to the din of Shmuel, and he stated that Rabbi Yechon also agrees to Shmuel, if so, how can our Gemara state that Rabbi Yechon holds exactly the opposite of Shmuel, and he holds Tanu Chitim Sarim Bahid Le Ba'achsim and his Pata? And the Gemara answers, Amrei Ninu Ali Bid Rabbi Yechon, Eina Chinami, Luz Machlekes Amreim, as to what Rabbi Yechon actually held, and it could be based on the way we explained the previous Gemara, that Ikad Ami Misha Havashoy Le Vishosik Le, that the Derech of Rish Lakish was to wait for a couple of hours to see if Rabbi Yechon would be Chayzer, and it could be that after Rabbi Yitzchak left, that Rabbi Yechon was actually Chayzer, and that's why Rabbi Chiyo Ba'aba teaches us the name of Rabbi Yechon, exactly the opposite, that ultimately Rabbi Yechon was Chayzer, and he held Tanu Chitim Tzarim V'hoid Loi Ba'achsim and his Patar. And the next Gemara will be very similar to the previous Gemara that we had, as previously the Gemara wanted to bring Raya's to Shmuel from our Mishnah, and ultimately the Gemara said that we can't bring any Raya to Shmuel, and now the Gemara will use the same Raya's as questions on Rabbi Yechon, and ultimately the Gemara will say they can't ask this question on Rabbi Yechon either. The Gemara begins, Tashma, let us bring a raya against Rabbi Yechon from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, Tanu Chitim Vahid Loi Bisarim is Pata, for Gmuel Mechayiv, and it's Mashmah that Tanakam holds, Taim and Tanu Chitim Vahid Loi Bisarim, Hachitim Vahid Vahid Loi Be'echman would be Chayiv, which is against Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara responds, who didn't, that Filu Chitim Vahid Nami Pata, that certainly the Tanakam holds like Rabbi Yechon, that Tanu Chitim Vahid Loi Be'echman would be Pata, Vahid Tani Hachi, Loi Dicha Kech Rab Gmuel, as we previously explained. And the Gemara continues with the next Tashma, which once again will be a raya against Rabbi Yechon from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, Tanu Kelim Kakois, Hoidu Bekelim, the Kofer Bekakois, or Bekakois, the Kofer Bekelim Potter, Hoidu Mixes Kakois Potter, and Mimixes Kelim is Chayiv. And the Gemara makes the same diuk as we previously made, Taimed the Kelim Kakois, the Kakala Bashvui, Hokelim Vekelim, Dumi the Kelim Kakois Chayiv, and this would be a raya against Rabbi Yechon. And once again, the Gemara explains, Hu Adin, Dafilu Kelim Vekelim Nami Potter, and the Hokam Ashbalon, the Hoidu Mixes Kelim Chayiv, Afalakakois. And once again, the Gemara asks, My Kamash Balon Zeikin, are you telling me that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that there's a din of Gilgal Shvua? But Tanina, we learned the same din in Masechtas Kedushin, as the Mishnah teaches us that based on Gilgal Shvua, Zeikin sent a chasim sheish lachrayis li shavalein. Once again, the Gemara answers, Ha'ika, ahi agav gorin aspa, that our Mishnah is the Ikka din din of Gilgal Shvuah, and the only reason why the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin repeats the din of Gilgal Shvuah is only because Maseches Kedushin discusses Kinyanim, and the Mishnah discusses the Kinyan of Agav, and once we discuss the Kinyan of Agav, so the Mishnah also mentions the din of Gilgal Shvuah. The Gemara continues, Esfer Rab Abba Bar Mamal, Rab Chiya Bar Abba. Rab Abba Bar Mamal will ask a question to Rab Chiya Bar Abba that told us in the name of Rabbi Echran that Tanu Chitim V'Sarim V'Hoidloi Ba'achsmen is Patar, as Rab Abba Bar Mamal brings a brisa that states, Tanu Shor V'Hoidloi B'Seh, Seh V'Hoidloi B'Shor would be Patar, as L'maisa you weren't Meido B'Min HaTayna. However, the brisa continues, Tanu B'Shor V'Seh V'Hoidloi Ba'achmen Chayiv, and L'Chari, that seems to be exactly like the din of Shmuel, and it's against the din of Rab Chiya Bar Abba. However, Omolei, Rab Chiya Bar Abba responded to Rab Abba Bar Mamal, Hamani Rab Gamliel he, that the Tan of this brisa is Golnak Rab Gamliel, whom, as we saw in the Mishnah, never requires Haidom Minataina, but the Fida Tanakama that requires Haidom Minataina, and even in the case of Tanu Bishar Visev, Haidloi Be'echmen, you'd be Potter. And the Gemara is, Iro Gamliel, if you're saying that this price is Golnak Rab Gamliel, I feel the Reishinami, then even the ratio where Reuven was Tain Shara and Shimon was Maidloi Be'ser, or the opposite where it was Sev, Haidloi Be'shar, then why would Shimon be Potter if the Maestro Rab Gamliel doesn't require Haidom Minataina? Therefore, even in the case of the ratio, Shimon should be chayiv to make a shvuah, as is considered that he was moed with mixas hataina. Because of this question, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba now explains, Elohim mani admin he, that in a chenami, that this price is not going like the Shita Rav Gamliel, as even in the ratio, according to Rav Gamliel, you'd be chayiv to make a shvuah, and it's going like the Shita of Admin, which we also saw in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Chesed and Beis, as the Mishnah stated, Hatoin l'chaver b'kadei shemen, which means that Reuven made a claim to Shimon that you owe me jugs as well as oil, and v'hoid lo bin kankanim, and Shimon was moed that I only owe you empty jugs. Really, this is similar to the case of Tanu Chitim Visarim Vahidle Bisarin, and specifically in this case, that Admin Omer, Hoyle Vahidle Mixes Miminataino Yeshava, Vecham Omer Inaido Miminataino, and therefore, Rav Chiya Bar Abba explains that this price is going like Admin, and therefore, Shimon will be Chayiv. However, I hold like Rabbanon, in the case of Tanu Chitim Visarim Vahidle Bisarin, that Shimon would be Potter and would not be considered that he was moed to Mixes Ataino. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba continues and tells Rav Abba Bar Mamal, and don't think I'm just trying to push you off, and this is not really a good teretz. But this was actually a limud that Rabbi Yechon was mekabel from his rabbeim, that this price is specifically going like Admoin, and in a chenami we would be choyluk on Admoin, and therefore we hold that Tanu Chitim Misarion v'hoid lei Misarion would be potter. And Ayin Rashi do maschal Admoin he the boy hoidol miminataino. Although he agrees with Tanakama, therefore in the ratio of the brisa where it was Tanu Shor v'hoid lei Beser, or Ser v'hoid lei Beshar, that he agrees that Shimon would be potter from making a shvuah, as l'maisa he wasn't hoidol miminataino. However, umiyu hechad Tanu Shnayim v'hoid lei Be'echamem chayiv in v'hod the Admoin b'masnisin he, and this sheet of Admoin is in our Mishnah. Miyu hachav b'masech the shvuas lo mifashim b'gemara b'may pligi. However, b'perek basa d'ksubis mifashinon d'b'hachi pligi ayin sham. And ayin ritva who's bothered that l'chere if this was a Talmud Aruch b'fiyu Rabbi Echran, so why is it that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba first stated that this price is going like Rabbi Gamliel if he already knew that Rabbi Echran stated that this price is going like Admoin? And zok ritva pirish hod de amir l'cha Rabbi Gamliel he, that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was stating that when I said that it's going like Rabbi Gamliel, lo Rabbi Gamliel mamish, and lo, even originally I meant that it's going like the sheet of Admoin, the ozil ksas b'sheetis Rabbi Gamliel. Admoin is also mechayev Shimon to make a shvuah b'toyin echitim v'sa'irim v'hoid le be'echem ha'mias v'anod amir krabonon de pligla de Admoin de patri. However, certainly Admoin argues of Gamliel in a case where it was toyin echitim v'hoid le be'sa'irim, that although Gamliel would be mechayev Shimon to make a shvuah even in that scenario, but certainly in that scenario Admoin would argue on Gamliel and would hold that Shimon would be potter for making a shvuah. And Ritva continues to point out the efshim neshum damrin and hasam. It's possible that since we stated our Mishnah Amr Gamliel Reyan is divrei Admoin who to have a Amr meikara Gamlieli, but Talmud is solved the Mishum Gamliel the Tanu Chitim v'hoid lo b'serin kamar uparachle ihachi reishinami ubakinon elohom mani Admoin he uchav Gamliel the Amr halachka Admoin ayin sham. And the Gemara continues that Rav Nachman stated in the name of Shmuel that Tanu Chitim v'serin v'hoid lo be'echemhen is chayiv, and therefore Amr Rav Anan Amr Shmuel Tanu Chitim v'kodim v'hoid lo b'serin im kamarim chayiv im b'miskavim potah, that Rav Anan stated in the name of Shmuel that if Reuven had a claim against Shimon that Shimon owes him both chitin and serim, and Reuven went and made a claim for chitin, and prior to him being able to say that he also owe me serim, Shimon jumped in and admitted that I only owe you serim. So if it seems to Bezdin that the reason why he jumped in to be moida because he was concerned concerned that if Reuven actually claims that I also owe him Seirim, then I'd be chayav v'shvua based on the din of Shmuel. Therefore, I'll make sure to be moided I owe him Seirim immediately in order that my Hoidah is not mimina taina and I'll not be chayav v'shvua. So in this case, Bezdin will require Shimon to make a shvua. However, if Bezdin can determine that Shimon actually just meant to be moided properly that he owes him Seirim and it wasn't in order to get out of the shvua, then in the chinami, Shimon will be patar and would not be chayav to make a shvua. And before we continue, let us point out that even though b'negei dinah moider mixas hataina, b'negei a claim of kesef, then there's a requirement for shtei moyes kesef, and as the pasuk teaches us, ki yitin isha re'eu kesef akelim lishmar, and we learn out, ma kelim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, and the smallest silver coin was called a ma, and as we saw, it is machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, exactly what it means when we state that there's a requirement for shtei ma kesef. However, b'negei a taina for kelim, although certainly there's a requirement that the taina had to be for two kelim, as the pasuk states kelim. However, this taina could be on any type of kli, as any kli that has a purpose is considered a davar chashuv. Our Gemara continues, va'omer Rav Anan om Shmuel, and Rav Anan also stated the name of Shmuel, tanu shtei machten v'hoid loy ba'achsman chayiv, that Reuven tainted from Shimon that you owe me two needles, and Shimon was moided I owe you one needle. Then Shimon was moided with mixes a taina, and he'd be chayiv to make a shvua. And how do we notice as lefikach yatzu kelim mashhein, and this is why the Torah also mentions the word kelim, as it's teaching us that as long as it's any type of kli, you'd be chayiv on kol shehein. And as Rashi states, the havelil lemichta of ki yitin shel reyehu kesafim lishmar v'ano amino mak safim shnayim v'dav v'choshev af kol shnayim v'dav v'choshev el kasav kelim leimah the havi dav v'choshev, that's always a dav v'choshev v'loy be'inan shaveyan shtei kesef, and there's no requirement that a kli has to be worth two mal kesef. And ayin mefarshim on daf lamed tes and beis who discuss if the taina could be even on less than a shavu pruta ayin sham. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that Rav Shita is that when the Mishnah taught us that Shavuos HaDayanim has to be where there's a taina of Shtei Kesef, actually means that the ultimate Kfira has to be on at least Shtei Ma Kesef. As we will see, the next din will be going like the Shita of Rav, as Amar Rav Papa states, Tanu Kelim Upruta V'Hoyde B'Kelim V'Kafir B'Pruta Pata, that if Reuven had a taina to Shimon, that he owe me two Kelim as well as the Pruta, and Shimon was moided, I owe you these Kelim, and he denied that he owes him the Pruta, then Shimon would be Pata, as Lefi Rav, he wasn't Kefa on Shtei Ma Kesef, and therefore the din of Moed of Mixas HaTaina doesn't apply. However, Chida B'Pruta V'Kafir B'Kelim Chayiv, if Shimon admitted to Reuven that he owes him a Pruta, but he denied that he owes him the two Kelim, then even if these two Kelim are worth less than Shtei Ma Kesef, he would still be Chayiv to make a Shvua, and this is based on the din of Rav Anan and Neim Shmuel, the Tanu Shtei Machten V'Hoyt Loi Ba'achsman Chayiv, as the requirement of having a claim or having a Kfira of Shtei Ma Kesef only applies to Kesef and not to Kelim. And as Rashi points out, that if you're going to say the Hoidah is not Mimina Kfira, however, a Papa holds like Shmuel that taught us, Tanu Bechitim Vis'erim V'Hoyt Loi Ba'achman is Chayiv, and therefore Shimon is Chayiv to make a Shvua. The Gemara now points out exactly what we explained, that Chodek Rav, the Chodek Shmuel, that the first din of Rav Papa is going like the Shita of Rav, that in order to be Chayiv when having a Taina B'negei Kesef, the ultimate Kfira must be on Shtei Ma Kesef. The Chodek Shmuel and the second din of Rav Papa is based on the din of Shmuel, that Tanu Chitim V'Serim V'Hoyd Loi Be'echem and is Chayiv. As the Gemara explains, Chodek Rav, the Amak Kfira is Taina Shtei Kesef, Chodek Shmuel, the Amak Tanu Chitim V'Serim V'Hoyd Loi Be'echem and is Chayiv, and Ayin Tesis Diba Maskel V'Chodek Shmuel V'Chein Halacha. And Tesis is bothered that even though we saw the Rabbi Yechon was Chilek on Shmuel, and as we saw at the top of the Amid, Rabbi Chiba Abba Am Rabbi Yechon, Tanu Chitim V'Serim V'Hoyd Loi Be'echem and is Pata. However, Tesis points out that on Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchak stated Yasha V'Chein Am Rabbi Yechon, as Tesis states, Chodel Rabbi Yechon Nami Chay V'Libe D'Chad Amira, referring to Rabbi Yitzchak, V'Oyed D'Kaim Lank Rab Nachman B'dinei, Rab Nachman stated this din in the name of Shmuel, V'Oyed Rab Papa Du Basra Svir Leke Shmuel, V'Chein Perish Rach B'Shmaitzin, V'Chein Ika, V'Loi K'moish Pasuk Rabbi Yon Tam B'Ksubis, K'Rab Chiyo Ba'abo, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who almost is exactly word for word like Tesis, but the Rabbeinu Chananel points out, V'Hod D'Dachi Rab Chiyo Va'oma Talmud Aruch B'Fir Rabbi Yechron, Ha'mani Admon Hi, Rab Chiyo Hu Da'oma Ha'chi Lahamid Dvarav, V'Loi Samchin Olea, D'Cholke Agavna Shinuyo Hu, V'Loi D'Chim Ha'chus Mufresh B'Shinuye, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Manali Biotcha In Lecha Biyadi Potar, that Reuven claimed to Shimon that you owe me $100, and Shimon said, I don't owe you anything, then Shimon will be Potar, as he wasn't made to the Mixas. And the Gemara states, Am Rab Nachman, Mashpin Eise Shvua Seses, the Rab Nachman states that although this was the din at the time of the Mishnah, as there was no such thing as a Shvua Seses at that point, and and therefore Shimon would not be chayiv to make any shvuah. However, nowadays we will misakin that if someone is kofar kol, that they would still make a shvuah midrabbanon, and they would make a shvuah hesis. Rashi states hesis loshen shuma sheshamun chacham of shvuah, that the chacham imposed on him a shvuah. K'moy im Hashem esiskobi, as it states in the pasuk in Shmuel. Ayn Rashi mesechz ba mitzi and daf hey, that he explains hesis shvuah shesisr chacham lekach lesisr lahidays, and it seems that this will incite a person to be moida, and it'll push a person to be moida. And it seems that Rashi is stating that it comes from Lashon like a mesis sumadiach. Similarly, Ayin Ritva, who states v'nikra shvuas heses Lashon hamlacha, which is a Lashon of giving advice, kidim et hagminon, as the Targum states b'negei pasuk of ki sischa achicha beni mecha ari yam lichadcha. And the idea is shlo yehi koyfitz v'koyfa b'loy shem hamlacha, that since we will misaken that a person has to make a shvuas heses, therefore they won't jump and be koyfa a kol so quickly without taking advice. K'moisha regila amaritz lases koyim takanazu, as Amiratzim used to do prior to this takana. L'fisha yoyed m'shay p'turin ap mishvua, as they knew that they'd be potter and they wouldn't have to make a shvua, and therefore it made it that much easier for them to be koyfa a kol. The Gemara continues, my timer, and what is the reason why the Rabbanon will misaken to make a shvua seses as chazaka inanum teveya elon ken yesh lo yalov, as is a chazaka that a person would not go to bezdin and be teveya that someone owes him money if the person doesn't really owe him money, and therefore if a person is koyfa kol, so we will mechayiv him to make a shvua seses. However, the Gemara is adrabba chazaka inadomei is pana b'fnei bal chayvay, that certainly we know midoraisa is a chazaka that a person would not have the chutzpah to deny that he owes someone money, as since the person did him a favor, then certainly he would not be koyfar kol, and this is actually the reason why midoraisa one is not chayiv to make a shvua if they would be koyfar kol. However, the Gemara explains that nowadays the shtamutahu to come shtamalei sova ad havelu puranalei, that certainly this person really wants to pay back the loan, and the only reason why he's being koyfar kol, not because he wants to cheat the person that lent him this money, but because he needed more time in order to pay back his debt. Therefore, he felt that by him being koyfar kol, he was able to buy himself more time in order to collect the funds or get these funds in order to pay Reuven back. And therefore, the chacham misakin shvuah seses, and certainly a person would not want to make a shvuah sheker, and therefore they'd be moida that they actually owe money to Reuven. The Gemara continues, teida, and I'll bring you raya that the svara of ishtamutu to come ishtamutle is an actual svara. The Amar of Idi by Ovin Amar of Chista, as Amar Idi by Ovin taught us the name of Chista, that as we know that the gazlan is pasal edus. However, even so, hakayfa b'milva kashal edus, if Shimon was kayfa kol and he stated I don't owe money to Reuven, and then Edom came to Bezin and they testified that Shimon owes this money to Reuven, so as long as Shimon did not yet make a shvuah, and he therefore did not make a shvuah sheker, so he'd still be kashal edus, as we would say that the only reason why he was kayfa kol is because shtamutu kum shtamutle, and as Rashi explains, v'lo yamar and kashal amenu elu shtamutu kum shtamutle mishon the milvloy son itna vein achshu biyadu b'malifraya, as since we have a cloud of milvloy son itna, therefore it could be that he doesn't have this money right now. As the Mefarshim explained, that Rashi's even saying that even if he actually would have the money right now, but the Maisa is a concept of milvloy son itna, and it could be that he needs the money for something at this point. And even in this case, we would still say ishtamutu kum shtamet. However, the Gemara continues, hakayfa b'pekodin is pasal edus, if Shimon would be kayfa b'negei b'pekodin, and even if he did not yet make a shvuas hashemim and he didn't swear falsely, he would still be pasal edus. And as Rashi states, to mishor de kafa ich shalei amayna uba mitziyu per kama mekminalei bida asu sadi da hi shayt to have a biyadei, that there had to be edim that at that point he actually had in his hands and he actually knew where this chayfitz was, and the lekalim ema, as in this case he would not be able to claim irkusley that I lost the chayfitz umishtamet ad bachishu mashkechley, that I was just trying to delay in order that I would have time in order to go and find this chayfitz. Well, the maisa we see that there's a svara of ishtamutu to come ishtamet, and I am unfortunate that point out that since Rav Chista used the svara of ishtamutu to come ishtamet even lekula and allowing someone to be kashal edus based on the svara, so we see that we use the svara even before the takana of shvuah seses, and it's a bit sarach bia, as lechir prior to the takana of shvuah seses it would seem that we did not have the svara, as it seems we applied the chazaka of ein adameis pana b'fnei ba'al chayvai ayin sham. The Gemara now continues, Rav Chaviva of Masnia Sefer, Rav Chaviva taught this din of Rav Nachman b'negei shvuah seses on the Sefer of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated manli biyadcha amalehein, that if Reuven said to Shimon that you owe me $100, and Shimon responded that's true, I owe you $100, and as Ritva explains, Pirish Hoydu Bezdin Inami Chutzl Bezdin Mifnei Edim Chumaisa Dvarav She'enu Yachal Loima Mishata Yisibach. And the Mishnah continued, Lamacha Amaloi Tneoli, and the next day Reuven came to Shimon and he demanded payment, and he asked him to pay him $100, and Shimon stated in that I paid back this money between yesterday and today, then Pata, then Shimon would be Pata for making a Shvuah. And Rav Chaviva taught us that on Rav Nachman, then regard to this din, Rav Nachman stated, Mashpin Oise Shvuah Seses, that we require Shimon to make a Shvuah Seses. And the Gemara explains, Mandi Masne Resha Koshkin Asefa, that according to the first version that we learned the din of Rav Nachman under Resha of our Mishnah, then certainly Rav Nachman would state that Shimon would be Chayav a Shvuah Seses in the safe of our Mishnah. And as Rashi points out, the Oidle Allah, the Ikadjar de Maina, as certainly in the Sefer, there's more of a Jorah de Maina, as Lemaisa Shimon was already Maida that he owes Ruvain some money, and therefore would make even more sense that he'd be Chayav to make a Shvuah Seses. We continue on that Mem Aleph and Aleph, Uman and Masin Allah Sefer. However, according to Rav Chaviva, that stated that Rav Nachman said his din, but the Gay of the Sefer, Uhachahu de Ikadjar de Maina, then it could be that the only time Rav Nachman said his din, that there's a requirement to make a Shvuah Seses, is only with his Jorah de Maina, and since Shimon originally admitted to Ruvain that I owe you $100, so certainly there was a point where Shimon was chayev to Ruvain money, and therefore it makes sense that it would be mechayev Shimon to make a Shvuah Seses. However, Avul Hasam the Lekha Jorah de Maina loy, but in the ratio of the Mishnah where Shimon was kefa kol and never admitted that he had a responsibility to Ruvain at all, and he actually claimed that he never borrowed any money from Ruvain, then quite possibly Rav Nachman did not state his din, and even with Rabbanon, Shimon would not be required to make a Shvuah Seses. And Ayin Tap Tesis and Daf Mem Nalv, who points out, Rabbeinu Tam Hashle Itma Hilchas of Kechad Mehanach Lishni Heichad Leka Jorah de Maina Loi Mishpina Loi Misafik and Mitzim Mechaber Oliver Raya. And Tesis continues, Va'afal Pikein, and even so Loi Hayim Meicha B'Dayanim Am Mishpin, Rabbeinu Tam would not be Meicha on those Dayanim that would require someone to make a Shvuah, even in a case where they were Kefa Kol and is Leka Jorah de Maina. With Vizok Tesis Vixas Nira Lashpia, the Ikad de Amri as the second Lashon of the Gemara is Tafel Lashon Rishon Kamoisha Imriva. However, Miu Amr Rabbeinu Tam does Lina Basa Mekel, and at the end of Tesis he brings down from a Paigoin in a case where someone was Kefa Kol and is Leka Jorah de Maina Loi Mishpin Le as Rabbeinu Tam Paskin Ela Mishamtin Le Al Tnai Shehe B'Shamta Imuchayi Ve'in Mishalim Ayin in Tesis, and we'll stop over here.